Need writing that rocks? Add some charisma. Ever wonder why some writing leaps off the page and into your imagination, and some writing leaves you praying for an interruption? Truth to tell, there are numerous reasons for that, and becoming the kind of writer everybody wants to have on their team takes time, effort, training, and practice. But there are some shortcuts, and here's one. Incorporate charismatic language patterns into your work. Here's what I mean. Rafts of psychological studies have shown that people interact with their world primarily through a kinesthetic, an audio, or a visual representational system. That means most people will automatically sort, store, and access information through one of these senses most of the time. In hearing of a colleague's bad news, for example, a kinesthetically oriented individual might say, "You must have felt terrible." An audially oriented person might say, "That sounds awful." And a visually oriented person might say, "I can see how upset you must have been." A fourth and very rare pattern, the auditory digital, is highly analytical, and someone who defaults primarily to this pattern might say, "I bet that made no sense at the time." Writing that really takes flight brings words from all three main patterns into play. Ideally, you want to be a writer who suggests readers balance opposing ideas, sound reasonable, and create visions. Some sources indicate that precisely unrolling your words in a kinesthetic, audio, visual order will maximize the impact you have on your audience. Obviously, you can't always cram everything into one sentence, but the closer together the words related to these modalities sit, the better. This KAV pattern is what's called a charismatic language pattern, and its power derives partly from the fact that when we read a message phrased in language that resonates with what we might call a 3D version of reality, we are immediately placed, subconsciously, into a situation of rapport with the message and the messenger. Aside from the charismatic aspect, though, it's a good idea to get in the habit of using words and phrases from each of the three main representational systems anyway. While readers may recognize the writing as lively and compelling, there is a deeper exchange occurring that bypasses their conscious minds and hits their like button. Everybody will think you are writing directly to them, and you are. It can take some effort to use this technique gracefully, but as with everything else in writing, practice is the key to making it click. If you'd like more information about the freelance writing services provided through my company, Crosswind Communications, I invite you to explore my website at www.crosswindcommunications.com. You can also check me out on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and a number of other online platforms. Thanks for visiting, and have a great day.